Southeast Saskatchewan, the Redvers Rockets are the first team to advance to the semifinal round in the Big Six Hockey League's playoffs. Redvers defeated the Wawota Flyers 14-1 on February 2 to win the best-of-five first-round series in three straight games. Redvers, who is the top-ranked team in the playoffs, outscored the eighth-seeded Flyers 39-3 in three games. Taylor Ernst scored for Wawota in the first period to leave the Flyers down 3-1 in Game 3, but Redvers took over from there. Drew Hoff led the Redvers' offensive barrage with 2 goals and 3 assists. Kenton Miller had a 4-point game with a goal and 3 assists. Colton Miller scored 3 times, Jordan Miller had 2 goals, and Preston Kopick, Nathan Miller, Braden Magosho, Jordan Enger, Kelsey Kenler and Declan Henderson also scored. Thomas Bauchi was the Redvers goalie. Jaden Hodson was in goal for Wawota. Redvers opened the series with an 11-0 drubbing January 30. Nathan Miller led the offense with 2 goals and 4 assists for 6 points. Magosho had 3 goals and 2 assists, and Jordan Miller had 3 goals. Kenton Miller, Carson Henrian and Kenler also scored for Redvers. Thomas Bauchi was in goal for the Rockets, while Brendan Rinn and Hodson shared the goaltending duties for Wawota. 2 nights later, Redvers won 14-2 in Wawota. Kenton Miller had 4 goals and 2 assists for a 6-point night. Henrian had 2 goals and 3 helpers, while Jordan Miller, 3 goals and an assist, Hoff, a goal and 3 assists, and Henderson, 4 helpers, each had 4-point games. Josh Potapinski scored 2 times, and Dalen Smallchild and Kenler also scored. Cody Mathewson was in goal for the Rockets. Aiden Lawless had both of Wawota's goals in Game 2. Hodson was the goalie. The other playoff series are underway. The number 2 Moosomin Rangers have a 2-0 lead in their series with the number 7 Kipling Windthorst Oil Kings, after winning 4-0 in Game 1 on January 31 and 9-5 the following night. After a scoreless first period in Game 1, Monty Driver, Dustin Fisher and Brad Cole scored in the second for Moosomin, and Cole added his 2nd of the game in the 3rd. Kyler Beckett had the shutout for Moosomin, while Dylan Dedecker was in goal for the Oil Kings. The following day, Moosomin had a 6-5 lead midway through the 3rd period and pulled away for the win. Taylor Sanheim had 2 goals and 2 assists and Bud Holloway also had 2 goals for Moosomin. Kai McGonigal, Tate Willoughby, Jaden Bender, Justin LaMontagne and Javon Schween also scored. Kyler Beckett was in goal. Austin Fleck led the Kipling Windthorst attack in Game 2 with a goal and 3 assists, while Riley Kolesar had 2 goals. Dan Loeffler and Brandon Monroe also scored. Zachary Barrett and Dedecker were in goal. Moosomin will have a chance to wrap up the series on February 7 in Moosomin. Game 4, if necessary, would be February 12 in Kipling and Game 5 would be February 14 in Moosomin. The 3rd-seeded Carlisle Cougars have seized a 2-0 lead in their series with the 6th-ranked Middale Mustangs, thanks to an 8-3 win on January 31 in Carlisle and a 7-1 win the following night in Middale. Game 1 was tied 2-2 after the first period, but then Carlisle took over. Riley Niven had 2 goals for Carlisle, and Ben Johnston, John Gaudette, Tayson Holt, Adrian Riddell, Mark Shaw and Kalen Holt also scored. Curtis Megger was the Carlisle goalie. Sterling Bear had 2 goals for Middale, and Brad Tomiski also scored. Carver Ottenbright was in goal. Carlisle continued to roll with 4 goals in the first period of Game 2. Niven scored 2 times, while Randon Schmidt, Josh Romanek, Johnston, Kalen Holt and Brett Turgeon scored for Carlisle. Johnston added 4 assists to finish with 5 points, while Niven had 2 helpers for a 4-point game. Megger was in goal. Bear had Middale's lone goal. Talon King and Ottenbright shared the goaltending duties. Game 3 is February 4 in Carlisle. Game 4 would be the next night in Middale and Game 5 would be February 12 in Carlisle. the closest game in the playoffs was Game 1 between No. 4 Carnduff and No. 5 Oxbow on February 1 in Carnduff. Oxbow won the game 4-3 in overtime, with Kieran Stewart notching the winner 37 seconds into the extra frame. After a scoreless first period, Oxbow outscored Carnduff 3-1 in the second to take the lead. Tyler Hengen, Cody Davis and Derek Cooney scored for Oxbow, while Cooper Bowman had Carnduff's goal in the middle frame. Tanner Frost and Ben Hiltz scored in the third to tie the game. Hiltz's goal came with a minute to play. Cody Levesque picked up the win for Oxbow in goal, while Cody Demain was the Carnduff goalie. Game 2 is February 4th in Oxbow and Game 3 is February 6th in Carnduff. Dates for Games 4 and 5 have yet to be decided.